CJWW is proud to support the Walk for Dog Guides presented by the Martinsville and District and Saskatoon Lions Clubs. Leslie Trude from the Martinsville Lions Club is in with us. Leslie, tell us all about the Walk for Dog Guides.
Is a program started by the Lions of Foundation of Canada to be able to give working dogs it needed to help make people's lives, add value to their lives, to make them more independent, to give them the independency that we, as with sight and everything else, don't think about it.
Yeah. And hats off to the people that train those dogs, because they are incredible.
Yes, they are. And we have, our facility is down in Oakville, Ontario, and it's being rebuilt right now as we're talking, because there's a bigger need and a bigger demand for the dogs as there is today, because the Lions, not just doing sight and hearing, we're also doing for autism, we're doing for stress-related different things. There's seven different groups that they train the dogs for. And the training for just to get a litter of pups, it costs them about $10,000 just to get those pups up to the point where they can start to learn. There's a lot of money involved and a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that people don't realize. Back in 2014, Doug Ward and Maria Fowler started the first dog walk in Martinsville with injunction with the Lions Foundation Canada one, which is 40 years today for the last 11 years. And he has made this thing his goal, his apple in his eye, to help connect dogs to people that need help.
They've done some great work over the years, for sure. And the work continues with the walk this year. When you support the cause and help out and be a part of the Walk for Dog Guides, you're helping out, the dogs and the training and essentially the people who need them. So tell us about the walk.
Okay, now the walk is from 2 to 4 kilometers. It starts at 1 o'clock at the Lions Park in Martinsville. The address is 415 6th Avenue South. At the Lions Park, and registration starts at 1. The barbecue gets fired up at 1:30, so that when you're done your walk, you can have a hot dog, hamburger, whatever, and we even have sautéed onions there, too.
Well, if that doesn't bring them out, nothing will. You gotta love the onions.
Yeah, and you're able to give donations online. If you go www.walkforguidedog.com, and then go to share walk location and select Martinsville. And then we will get acknowledged for the funds that we have raised. And Doug Ward has done a very good job over the 11 years that he's put us in the top 10 across Canada for raising funds. We as a club really want to recognize him for what he has done to help our communities. Prior to COVID, we had brought one dog in for autism. And that family, it was a 4 or 5 year old girl. That dog was a godsend to them. And they just, they can't say enough about that dog and how it has changed their daughter's life. And then we got another dog. She just got it last year. And she has said that this dog has made a whole difference in her family life now too.
If we want to donate, where do we go once again?
Go to www.walkforguidedog.com. And select a shared walk location, then go to Martinsville and make sure you look for Martinsville.
Okay.
And do that.
And if we want to participate in the walk, do we have to pre-register?
No.
Okay.
You just show up there that Sunday afternoon. The last Sunday of May is always guide dog walk. Just register and pledge what you want to walk, or if you want to collect some pledges, you can do that too. And anything over $25 will get you a tax receipt.
Leslie, thanks so much for this, and all the best with the Walk for Dog Guides on May 25th in Martinsville.